stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this absolutely TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, May 15, 2026 edition. Congressman John James, Republican gubernatorial candidate, his campaign was ordered to stop using advertising signs, campaign literature, and even TV ads showing John James, governor, under an Ingham County judge's ruling that came out yesterday. Circuit Court Judge Wanda Stokes agreed with James' opponent, gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson, that the signage, campaign materials, TV advertising comes across as if John James is currently the governor of the state of Michigan, incumbent, which he is not. She ruled that under prior court rulings based on current election laws, a candidate's misrepresentations are not constitutionally protected free speech. The issue is whether the materials give the impression of incumbency to ordinary voters, argued Matt DiPerno, the attorney representing Perry Johnson. Election integrity is, we believe, among the highest governmental interests recognized by the courts. Misleading voters about whether a candidate currently holds office strikes at the integrity of the electoral process itself. The James campaign was left shaking its head. How could anyone actually believe John James is now the governor of Michigan? James' attorney, Charlie Spies, said Perry Johnson is the only person confused about whether John James is currently Michigan's governor. We believe the statute in question here is unconstitutional and that at best should be determined by the Michigan Court of Appeals. So they are going to appeal the decision. The statute in question, folks, MCL, Michigan Compiled Law 168.944, which makes it a misdemeanor for candidates to falsely claim or imply they are the incumbent. This law was ruled unconstitutional back in 2019 for violating the First Amendment. Back in 2019, Senator Jeff Irwin, Democrat from Ann Arbor, introduced Senate Bill 458 to repeal the law. But the bill sat in committee on the elections side of the House. Senate. Robert Avers, an attorney representing James, told the court about his client's campaign materials. There's no lies here. He's not held himself up to be an incumbent. In fact, it would be counterproductive for him to hold himself up to being the incumbent because he's trying to replace an incumbent that we perceive to be very unpopular, at least her policies. Well, of course, we all know Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer held the seat since January of 2019. she's ineligible to run again due to constitutional term limits. Well, Perry Johnson's campaign filed a complaint about the James logo, which is an American flag with a helicopter, along with the phrase John James Governor, which Johnson says implies that James is the incumbent because it simply does not say for governor. James Camp fired back, saying Johnson did the same thing by using a mock check from the state of Michigan, signed Perry Johnson, governor. Well, there's only one problem. The date on the check is dated in 2027. DiPerno countered also the check was satirical. He argued that the defendant didn't include the full campaign flyer involving the check, and that the full flyer clearly shows paid for Perry Johnson for governor. The attorney Avers argued that James' campaign material for his 2018 and 2020 Senate runs, as well as his 22 and 24 congressional runs, did not use the word for the office sought. And no one was kicking and screaming about the campaign material in those races. Stokes asked a very simple question. This is the judge. What's wrong with simply putting the word for, F-O-R, in there? Well, the attorney Avers replied to the judge, it's not required under the law. Later noting that both candidates are free to exercise their First Amendment rights. Well, in a statement after the hearing, Perry Johnson declared victory for Michigan voters and election integrity, saying his lawsuit wasn't about one word on a campaign sign or ad. They are going to have to fix their yard signs, reorder their shirts, remove and fix all their videos, and pull down their TV ads with just 7 weeks until the primary. 11 weeks to the actual August 4th Election Day. Consultant advisor to Perry Johnson, John Yab, said the bigger screw up was having the staff forge as circulators on his petitions. More on that is going to be leading up to the May 28th decision by the Board of Canvassers. Staff forging signatures as being circulators? That is going to be an interesting story. So they are challenging John James' signatures. John James' camp is challenging Perry Johnson's. So both camps are going through a full-blown forensic audit by the Board of Canvassers. And their answers, their decisions, will be basically in about 2 weeks. The deadline, I believe, is May 28th, and the story should hit the news Friday, 2 weeks from today. But right now, appears that we have a victory by Perry Johnson, and it will cost John James some serious money to change everything. One quick, short poll discussion. Democrats appear to hold an early advantage in the battle for control of Michigan's legislature, congressional delegation, but Republicans are showing signs of strength in two statewide races. Again, conducted by Mitchell Research Communication pollster Steve Mitchell. Same dates as yesterday's poll that we talked about. conducted May 1st through May 7th, survey of 606 most likely voters found the Democrats leading the Republicans by 8 percentage points on both the generic congressional ballot as well as the generic Michigan House ballot. Pollster Steve Mitchell said the type of margin, if sustained through November, could cost the Republicans up to 10 seats in the Michigan House and potentially several congressional seats. Right now, Republicans hold a 58 to 52 seat majority in the House. Democrats control the Senate 20 to 18. Congressionally, Republicans hold a 7 to 6 edge in Washington. These numbers represent a significant shift from 2024 when President Trump was on the ballot, when Republicans held a very narrow edge on the generic ballot and ultimately regained control of the House. Mitchell noted the poll's generic ballot result closely mirrored the final election outcomes in both 2022 and 2024. Now, in the open Secretary of State race, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist leads Macomb County Clerk Anthony Forlini 44-40 with 16% undecided. Gilchrist carried 85% of the Democrats and led among the independents 46-30. In the open Attorney General race, it appeared to be tighter. Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd, Washington County Prosecutor Ellie Savitt. Well, Lloyd actually leads 42-40. After voters were read a detailed description contrasting Lloyd's tough on crime image with Savitt's progressive criminal justice reforms, Lloyd's lead expanded slightly. It went up to 44-40. So that's the update for the most recent polls. We'll continue to follow, of course, all these polls as we get closer to the absentee ballots going out on June 20th. Election is August 4th. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment, hour number one. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Jim up in Sheboygan texting into the show. He said John James should be kicked off the ballot. Well, the challenge by Perry Johnson's campaign is forcing an actual audit of all the signatures that he turned in. 30,000 signatures, you need at least 15,000 valid signatures. But the basis for the challenge is because as they were going through John James' petition sheets, his staffers signed as being the circulators that went out and got those signatures. There's only one problem. The staffers work, live in Washington, D.C. So what he basically is trying to get the Board of Canvassers to believe is that these staffers flew back into Michigan in the first district and was out there collecting signatures earlier this winter and spring. Did they really do that? Or did they forge the names of those signatures as to who the circulators who actually did the circulating instead of them signing it, forge it with the staffers' signatures? So we'll wait and see what happens. Board of Canvassers' deadline is May the 28th. So we'll see where this goes. Got another text message. John James has been in Congress for two terms. Text message says he barely won the last one. And 5 months later, from being sworn in, he announced he's running for governor. Did he really represent the people of his district? Question marks. Well, Ray, you make a good point. And the other problem I have with it, statewide elections. When you actually look at the statewide elections, him running for U.S. Senate, he lost both of those, 2018 and 2020. And the real problem I have, the 2020 race, He had just been on the ballot 2 years earlier, 2018. So he had name recognition. Bottom line, Republican voters just didn't get out to vote for him. They voted in the presidential election. Republicans did for Donald Trump. Well, Biden allegedly won the top of the ticket. That basically got Gary Peters reelected for his last and final term in the U.S. Senate. Now, this year, this is a what they call a midterm election. It's not a presidential election. Historically, the turnouts are very, very low in both the August 4th primary and then the November 3rd general election. We cannot allow that to happen this year. We've got to treat this as if Donald Trump is on the ballot and we need to get out the vote. Apathy, people really not interested in getting out to vote for a new governor, a new U.S. senator, and potentially taking back control of the state Senate, a new attorney general, a new secretary of state. Folks, this is a critical election. You got to get your friends, your family, your coworkers to understand this is all hands on deck. Democrats are going to be doing it. Well, we simply have to outwork them. That simple. Hopefully they're motivated to make sure that we get a new governor and a new governor from the Republican Party. What Jocelyn Benson is hoping to rely on is that the independent candidate, Mike Duggan, is going to pull from independents and establishment moderate Republicans to vote for him instead of voting for the Republican candidate. Well, we can't let that happen. Independents, you have to understand, they're not going to be enough numbers of you to get Mike Duggan across the finish line. There won't be enough Democrats switching over voting for him, nor Republicans. This is going to be a partisan race between Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat, and whoever wins the August 4th primary on the Republican side. Duggan's going to come in third place. He is not going to outspend Perry Johnson, who I believe is going to be the candidate. Based on our poll we did earlier this week, overwhelming support, at least our listeners and the First District. History lesson in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gun.